Zog die Gemorre darf sein um den Aleph, four lines from the bottom. Umesayim bo mishmei de Rav Yehuda. The Gemorre before started off saying that Rav Yosef was Yosef kamei de Rav Huna, ve Yosef kam and he said, Om Rav Yehuda om Rav. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav that the whole machloikas that we had between Tanakama and Hananya, b'shem b'shamay and b'sh Hillel, if you have a mavui that's mefulish l'shusarabim on both sides, do you need a lechi on one side and a tzuras pesach on the other side? That's Tanakama said, and Hananya said, "According to Beishami, need a delas and a delas. According to Beis Hillel, need a lechi and a delas." So that whole machloikas is only, that's Rav Yehuda and Rav's first statement was only by el shusram mikan or shusram mikan, meaning srati mikan or srati mikan or plati mikan or plati mikan, which are both reshus rabbims. Avos srati mikan or biko mikan. But if one of the sides is a karmelis, a biko, or if they're both bikas, so then everyone agrees to a Pesach on one side and Lechem Karin on the other side suffices, and you don't have to have anything like a Delas, like Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel say, Alibi de Chananya. On that, the Gemara says, Umesayim bo mishmei de Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yosef was sitting in front of Rav Huna, and he said, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav, the first statement that he said, there's Machlok is only by Rishus Ram, but not by a Bikur, Umesayim bo mishmei de Rav Yehuda, and then he said another statement in the name of Rav Yehuda, and he didn't say if this was Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav or Rav Yehuda in the name of Shmuel, because Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of Rav, Rav Yehuda Rav, and a Talmud of Shmuel. And that's going to be the discussion in the Gemara now, that he was Messiah Mishmei de Rav Yehuda. Im hayam mavui kolal lechava ein tzach klum. If let's say the mavui was not mefulish directly to Rishus Rabim. On one side was Rishus Rabim, but the other side was a rechava. Rechava is like a back lot, a backyard, but not a chotzer, not a front yard, not a chotzer where people use, where it has diyugin. A rechava is something like Rashi's Magdir, where there's no diyugin, people don't use it, it's not inhabited, it's just a back lot that's enclosed. So if let's say the movie was open to rechava, and that rechava was open to Rishus Rabim because it was Nifratz. That means, just like the Mavi was Nifratz, open to the Rechava directly parallel across was also open to Rishus Rabim. So it's Rishus Rabim on one side of the Mavi, and the other side of the Mavi is first the Rechava, and then the Rechava is open to Rishus Rabim. So in that, Rav Yehuda said, "In my Mavi, kol le Rechava, ain't tzarich klum." You don't have to do any tikkun at the end of this mavui that's open to the Rechava, even though it's overlooking and open to the Rishus Rabim. Because after all, you can look at it two ways. You can look at it that the mavui is mefulish Rishus Rabim on both sides. On one side is Rishus Rabim, and the other side is also Rishus Rabim eventually after the Rechava. So you just have to overlook and pass the Rechava and you see Rishus Rabim. So maybe consider it and look at it like a mavui that's open to Rishus Rabim on both sides, mefulish Rishus Rabim. On that, Rav Yehuda said no. Umesayim shei Rav Yehuda, imoy mavui kolal Rechava, ain't tzarich klum. We look at it like it's closed, like it's a mavui sosum, a Rechava is Rishus Hayochid. So mele, all you need is a lechi on the side that's open to Rishus Rabim, and you don't need any tikkun on the mavui side that's open to the Rechava, even though it's also nifratz to Rishus Rabim, the Rechava itself. So the Rishonim explain, Rashi and Tosis explain, there's two chidushim over here in the statement of Rav Yehuda. Number one, that we do not look at this as a mavui mefulish on both sides to Rishus Rabim. We see it as a mavui that's open on one side of Rishus Rabim and the other side to Rechava, which is a din Rishus Hayochid. Even though it's Rechava is open to Rishus Rabim, we don't say it's mefulish to Rishus Rabim on both sides. We would have the original machlokes Tanakama, Beisham, Beis Hillel, if you need a Delas, if you need a Tzuras HaPesach. We don't look at it as mefulish to Rishus Rabim. That's chiddush number one. Chiddush number two, we see over here that Rabbi Yehuda is saying this statement dafka when it's mefulish to Rechava. Why did he say Rechava? Why did he pick a back lot? Why did he say a chotzer? Why did he say a regular chotzer? Chotzer is also Rishus Hayochid. He could have said it for the exact same thing. He could have said more common case of a mavi that's open to a chotzer, and that chotzer is poritz to Rishus Rabim. It seems to imply that by a chotzer he would not say that it doesn't need a tikkun. Why wouldn't he not say so? Because a chotzer, if he bought the chotzer, has diurin, so mehilchas eruv, it needs an eruv, it needs a tikkun, and you can't just have the mavi without a tikkun. Because since the bnei chotzer, asked the bnei mavui, since the bnei chotzer walk into the mavui, and there's no shituv mevois between them, So by a chotzer of Yehuda would not say ein tzarich klum, because the chotzer, the bnei chotzer would aser bnei mavui. The bnei chotzer, there's no shittu mevoyis and erev chatzes between the mavui and the chotzer, and the mavui is considered nifratz b'miluyoy. The mavui is totally open to a makom, to a makom that's aser's. It's nifratz b'miluyoy l'makom ha'oyser, because after all the bnei chotzer are bnei diyurin and they don't have a shittu mevoyis and erev chatzes. So by chotzer would not say ein tzarich klum. The bnei chotzer, since the mavui is poetz b'miluyoy l'makom ha'oyser. So Mimela, by a chotzi, would not say in tzarech klum, and the bnei chotzi would ask the mihilchus erev, not mihilchus mavui. Mihilchus mavui, there's one din that he's saying that it's not considered mefulish just rabim. That's because you look at it, it's enclosed to a rechava. But by a chotzi, he would say that there's a problem because mihilchus erevin, it's lacking a shittu mavois and erev chatzeris, and the bnei chotzi would ask on the bnei mavui. So Mimela, Rav Yehuda's din that he says, is dafka by Rechava, because by Rechava, number one, he's saying that it's not considered mefulish just rabim, and number two, by Rechava, there's no diurin. So by Rechava, they don't need, there's no requirement of an erev chatzeres and a shittu mevoyis with the bnei Rechava. Bnei Rechava is no inhabitants over there. It is no makam diurin. Chotz is a makam diurin. So Mela, by a chotz dafka, he said ain't tzarech klum. Zok di Gemara on that, Omer le'abai l'Rav Yosef. Abai told Rav Yosef, you're a Messiah, and you said Mishmei Rav Yehuda that this statement, that if it was Kolal Rechove and Tzarech Klum, Omale Abai Rav Yosef, Hod Rav Yehuda the Shmuel he. It must be Rav Yehuda heard this from his Rabbi Shmuel. After all, Rav Yehuda had Rabbi Rav, he's the Talmud of Rav and the Talmud of Shmuel. It can't be that he said this in the name of Rav. This had to be in the name of Shmuel. Why? Zokti Gemara Dav Zayin Omid Beis, the Rav. If he heard this in the name of Rav, then Kasha the Rav Betarti. Then we're going to have a Kasha from Rav, from a different Rav, in two Nekudas. In the two Nekudas, we're just Mechadish over here, that Rav Yehuda said. That side, that it's not a problem of Mefulash Rishus Rabim, because it's going into Rechavim, the Rechav is open to Rishus Rabim. And side, that there's no problem of Erev, because the Rechav is not a B'nai Diyugin. So Mela, it wouldn't Aser on the B'nai Mavui. There's no inhabitants like by Chotzer. If this is said in the name of Rav, then there's a problem. Why? Zog the Gemara, the Omar Rabbi Yirmi Ba'aba Omar Rav. Rabbi Yirmi Ba'aba said in the name of Rav, the following din, very similar, but not the Rechav. Mavui Shenifrat B'miluyoy L'Chotzer. If a Mavui is totally opened to a Chotzer, that means it's Nifrat B'miluyoy to a Chotzer, and a Chotzer itself was nifratza, chotze kenegdoi, and the chotze itself was nifratza rishus rabim. So now, Rav said the following din, Rabbi Yirmi Ba'aba said the name of Rav as follows, chotze muteres, in the chotze itself you're allowed to carry, umovi osur. Now what's the gayer to us is that the movi is osur. Rav is saying clearly the movi is osur. Why is the movi osur? So right now the Gemara understands in the Havamina, the reason why the movi is osur is because it's considered mefulish l'shus rabim. We just said, Rav Yehuda said, and it can't be in the name of Rav, because Rav Yehuda said that if it's nifratz l'rechava, movisha nifratz l'rechava, and l'rechava to l'shus rabim, we do not look at it as a movil mefulish l'shus rabim, because it's open to rechava, and we don't look at it as overlooking l'shus rabim. Well, Rabbi Yirmi Omar Rav clearly said by a chotzer that movi shenifritz memlui lechotzer v'nifritz chotzer kenegdoi, the movi is osur. Why is the movi osur? The Gemara's hamina right now is the reason why it's osur because we look at it like mefulish l'shus rabim, and mefulish l'shus rabim need a tikkun on the side of the movi that's open to the chotzer, which opens up afterwards to l'shus rabim. We look at it like mefulish l'shus rabim, so we see clearly that's in one aspect, why it's not like Rav Yehuda. That means it can't be that Rav Yehuda's statement was in the name of Rav, because Rav clearly says that we look at it as mefulish shus rabim. What does it mean, betarti? Betarti means the second akuda. Since right now, we made a diak in Rav Yehuda, and we said that the only reason Rav Yehuda said there's no problem of Erev is because it's open to Rechava. And Rechava is not a B'nai Diurin. So a Mela is no problem of Shittu Mavois and Erev Chatzeris that you require, and the B'nai Rechava cannot ask on the B'nai Mavui. But we said, if it would have been a chotzer, Rav Yehuda was medayik, and he said, bedavka rechava. Because if it would have been a chotzer, then the bnei chotzer would aser on the bnei mavui. Because there's no diurin, there's a diurin, and there's no shittu between them. So mainly they would aser, the fact that they come into the mavui, they would aser for the bnei mavui to carry, because there's no shittu between them. That's what we were medayik in Rav Yehuda. He said, bedavka bar rechava, but by chotzer there's a problem. Well, over here we're saying that Rav Yirmiyah ben Abba Omagav says the problem is not because of the din Erev. Lo'oy l'mitzad Erev, there's no problem. We're medayik right now in the Hamina. The whole reason why Rav Yirmiyah ben Abba Omagav said that it's also the Karen de Mavui is only because it's mefulish l'shus Rabim. So, and not because of the chisaron of Erev. So we see clearly he argues betarti on the statement that you said in B'Shem Rav Yehuda, because it can't be Rav Yehuda said the name of Rav. Because Rav clearly argues on these two Nekudas Gufa. Number one, he says that Mefulish is a problem. He says, B'Meloya L'Chotzer, the Mavi is Osir, because of Mefulish Shus Rabim. And Rav Yehuda said, we don't look at Rechove Mefulish Shus Rabim. We don't differentiate between Rechove and Chotzer. Rav Yehuda said, Rechove that's open to Shuzam is not called Mefulish Shus Rabim. And Rav clearly says that a Mavi that's open to Chotzer, that's open to Shuzam, is called Mefulish Shus Rabim. So it's not like Rav Yehuda. And the Tzveit Nekuda, Rav Yehuda said, by Rechove it's not a problem because no problem of the Yugin. But by Chotzer, it would have been a problem of the Yugin. Then B'nei Chotzer Asan, the B'nei Mavui. Rav Yehuda says, Rav Yirmiyah ben Abba says the name of Rav, that the problem is only Mefulish Shus Rabim. Mitzad, the fact that the B'nai Chotzer, Asan, the B'nai Mavui, that's not a problem, even though there's no Erev. So we see clearly he argues on this Diak that you said, that by Chotzer it would have been a problem, Mitzad Erev. Because he says the problem is only else the fact that it's called Mefulish Shus Rabim. That is what the Gemara is saying, based on the Rashi and the Tosfos and the Rishonim, that either Rav, if Rav Yehuda's statement was the name of Rav, then Kasha, the Rav, the Rav Betarti, then this Rav, that Rav Yehuda is saying B'Shem Rav, is a stira in Tunakudas on the Rav that we're saying over here, Rav Yehuda B'Abba Merav. Then Mova Shenifas B'Milu L'Chotzer, that Chotzer is Mutta and the Mova is Osir, and the Mova is only Osir because it's considered Mefulish Shus Rabim, not like the statement of Rav Yehuda, and the Mova is only Osir because of that, and not because of the problem of Erev Chatzeris that was not made between the B'nei Chotzer and the B'nei Mavui. Now, we explained why, according to Rav, Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Abba Omer Rav, the B'nai Movi are Osa, because it's considered Mefulish Shus Rabim. But why does he say that the Chotz is Muteris? Why the B'nai Chotz are Muta? So that Rashi explains the reason why the Chotz is Muteris is because the Chotz is not considered that it's Nifritz B'miluyoy L'mokam Osir. After all, the Chotz is wider than the Movi. So when you're standing in the chotzer, even though it's open to a mavui, it has walls of the chotzer are like considered like gidudet, like walls that are coming out on the side, gifufin. So since it has the gifufin on the side, so mele that opening to the mavui is considered a pesach. It's not called a pirza. From the mavui to the chotzer, it's called a pirza. Nifritza b'miluyoy. It's a pirza. There's nothing sticking out. It's straight open. The alleyway opens into a chotzer. So mele the b'nei mavui are taka osir to go to the chotzer, and the b'nei chotzer asa them. Masha Enkein, the B'nai Chotzer, for them it's not also to go into the Mavui. Because for them, it's not considered Nifratz B'miluyoy. For them, the Lamaisa have Gifufin on the sides. So in Mela, it's called, considered a Pesach. So in Mela, the B'nai Mavui do not ask them that they can't carry now in the Chotzer. There's no Drisas Regal for the B'nai Mavui into the Chotzer. Because they weren't ma'arv with them. So if they weren't ma'arv with them, so there's no Jesus regal, so mele, it won't be usa for them to carry in the chotzer, because the b'nei chotzer, there's nothing, no one that asks them. There's not nifas b'miluy to the mavui, and the b'nei mavui don't ask them because they can't come into the chotzer. So that's the maskana, we're going to change the whole havmina, but the reason why the chotzer is mutter, because the chotzer itself is does not have a Jesus regal from the b'nei mavui, and the chotzer itself has gifufin, because the walls of the chotzer is not considered nifrat b'miluya straight into the mavui. So hakaponim, we see clearly that the omer rav yirmiyah ben abba merav mavui shenifrat b'miluya l'chotzer v'nifrat chotzer kenegdoi, the chotzer is mut and the mavui is osir. So why is the mavui osir? It's because it's mefulish l'shus rabim. So we see clearly that it is considered mefulish l'shus rabim, and that the gemara kasha asks why. V'amai lahavik kamovish kol l'chove. Let it be like the mavui that's kol l'chove. Mavui l'kol l'chove. We just said that it's not considered mefulish l'shus rabim. Well, here Rabbi Yirmiyah Omer Rav says clearly it is mefulish l'shus rabim. Why is mechove any different than chotzer? Both of them are reshus hayochids. So why should it here be considered that it's mefulish l'shus rabim? So we see clearly that he doesn't hold a Rabbi Yehuda, and because it's not like a rechove. That's a mavi that's called l'chove, but rather it's considered mefulish l'shus rabim. So he argues betarti sign it in mefulish l'shus rabim. He considers him foolish rabbim, and signed the din that he says there's no problem mitzad the Erev, which Rav Yehuda would have said there's a problem, and he said, that's why he said his din dafka by Rechove. Because by Rechove there's no problem of Erev, because Rechove there's no makom to urine. Mashenka by Chotzer, there would have been a problem that the B'nai Movi are Namu Urev together with the B'nai Chotzer, so Mela, there is no shita between them, and the B'nai Chotzer would asa on the B'nai Movi. But Rav clearly doesn't feel that is a problem. He says the problem is only because of Pashas, it's mefulish l'shus rabim. So betarti, it's not like Rav Yehuda. So the Gemara says, so let it not be like Rav Yehuda. Zok the Gemara, omalei. So if Yosef said, anole yadano, I don't know b'shem who Rav Yehuda said it. I just know uv dahave b'duh d'ruusa. There was a ma'ase in duh d'ruusa. It was a kfar of goyim, Zok Rashi. That movi shekol l'ruchava have. It was a movi that was open up into Rechava, into this back lot. But also the came to Rav Yehuda, and they came in front of Rav Yehuda. V'lo itzeche, v'lo midi. And he said, you have to treat it like a regular movi sosum. All you need is a tikkun on the side that's open to the Shus Rabim, and the side that's open to Rechava, even though Rechava is part of the Shus Rabim, you don't need anything. So we see clearly that that's what Rav Yehuda said. Now, if he eat kasha mishmei de Rav, and if you have a kasha that he can't say this in the name of Rav, because Rav betati argues on this, so to have a mishmei de Shmuel, so zol zayin. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel. He was a Talmud of Shmuel also. So it's Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel. It's not Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Rav. Like I said in the first statement by Schat and Platya. This is Dafka mishmei de Shmuel. V'lo kasha midi. So that's all in the Havamina. We're saying why it can't be Alibi de Rav and Ataka was Alibi de Shmuel. Zog de Gemara, no. Le'olam, it could have been Alibi de Rav also. The whole assumption that we made in Rav is incorrect. Hash the dome le Rav Sheshes le Rav Shmuel Barabo. Va amilo le Rav Yosef Barabo. As Bruloch, I'll tell you the difference between the Mavui and the Chotzer is as follows. The reason why Rav said that in the B'nai Mavui are not allowed to carry, and it's Osir, the Mavui is Osir, and the Chotzer is Mutter, we assume that it's because the Mavui is considered Porutz L'Rishus Rabim because the Chotzer is open to Rishus Rabim. And he argues on the Din of Pilush and he considers it Mefulish Rishus Rabim and not like Rechava. No, that's not the reason why it's us in the Mavui. The difference is Kan She'irvu, Kan She'lo Yirvu. The difference, Gufa, is because there was no Erev with the B'nai Mavui and the B'nai Chotzer. The reason why it's also in the B'nai Mavui is because the B'nai Chotzer have the urine, the B'nai Diurin, and the Asa, the B'nai Mavui, and there was no Erev between them. Lo'olam, Rav stims with Rav Yehuda's statement. Rav Adi agrees that it's not considered Mefulish L'Rishus Rabim. The fact that it's open to a Chotzer or to a Rechava, that's considered to Rishus HaYochid. The Pirtza to the Rishus Rabim is not the problem. The problem is because there's no Erev between the B'nai Chotzer and the B'nai Mavui. But Rav Yehuda is talking about a case of Rechava. By Rechava, there are no Diurin over there. There's no inhabitants. Over there, there's no problem of Erev. But ain't chalami by the Chotzer. The reason why it's Taka Osa is because there's no Erev between the B'nai Chotzer and the B'nei Mavui. And the B'nei Chotzer have a Jesus regal and they ask the B'nei Mavui. Mashenka, the B'nei Mavui don't ask the B'nei Chotzer. The B'nei Mavui don't ask the B'nei Chotzer because the B'nei Mavui cannot go into the Chotzer. So Meila, there's no Jesus regal for them to ask her. The B'nei Chotzer themselves are surrounded. We hold that it's not considered part of the Shus Rabim. It's a Pesach. It's a Pesach. It's not a Pirtza. The fact that it's open to the Shus Rabim, the Chotzer. The Chotzer is surrounded by walls. Yes, it's open to the B'nei Mavui, but B'nei Mavui don't ask on them because B'nei Mavui don't have a Jesus regal. The B'nei Chotzer Faker, they have Gifufim. They take have surrounded all sides. It's not Poritz B'meluyoy to Makam Asa. The B'nei Mavui are also because the B'nei Chotzer ask them and there's no Shita between them. But the B'nei Chotzer itself are Mutter because they don't need a Shita with the B'nei Mavui because there's no Jesus regal from the B'nei Mavui into the Chotzer. So we're saying, Kan She'iru, Kan She'lo Yiru, Ein Chanami. If there's an Erev between the B'nai Chotzer and the B'nai Mavui, then the B'nai Mavui are also Muteres. Rav would say so. And by Lo Yiru, then Taket's Osir for the B'nai Mavui. Now, in the B'nai Chotzer, we said it's Mutter. So what's Bichlan Legei, the whole Nifritza? The Chiddush in Nifritza is that you might think that the Nifritza would share the B'nai Chotzer. It's not considered a Chisorin. It's a Pesach. So Mela, it's a chiddush that even though it's open to Rishus Rabim, the B'nai Chotzer is just a Pesach to Rishus Rabim, and that doesn't make it also to carry the Chotzer. So Lo'olam Rav Yehuda could have said it in the name of Rav. Zok the Gemara Uderav Nami Loikasha. Kan She'iru B'nai Chotzer B'nai Mavui. Kan She'lo Irvu. So Lo'olam Rav Yehuda could have said it in the name of Rav. The din of Rechava is Alibi de Rav also. And by a Rechava, it's like Irvu, because the Rechava, there's no diurin, so you don't need to make an Erev. There's no inhabitants in the Rechava. So Melech blives like Irvu. Mashenka by Chotzer, Avad, it's a problem, because it's lo Irvu. If it would have been Irvu, then the Chotzer wouldn't be a problem either. But besides the fact that it's mefulish and it's open to the Shus Rabim, that Rav does not consider it a problem, like Rav Yehuda said, and it's the fact that it's open the Movi to a Rechava or to a Chotzer, that's considered like Sosum to Rishus HaYochid, and we don't say it's overlooking and open to Rishus Rabim, and there's no problem of Mefulish Rishus Rabim. That's a Maskonas HaGemara. The Gemara comes out and finishes over here. The next Omer, the Gemara continues now in the Havamina. What's the Yisrael Machlekes in the Havamina? We'll see that tomorrow in Daf Ches. We'll stop over here at the bottom of the Omid of Zayin Omid Beis.